Deb Stroman here to talk about sports today. Deb, joining me on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I still see the sun shining, even though it is cloudy and we have a bit of rain coming in. But I'm looking at the bright side and appreciating this time of being, I don't want to say isolated, I don't want to say quarantine. I'll just say it's a time for reflection and thinking about how we can do things better.
I think that's a really good way to put it. Now, you are here to talk about some pretty serious stuff. Obviously, normally you come on and we're talking about sports and results that are happening on the field, but so much stuff that is happening off the field beyond just what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic. Some tragedy from Georgia after some outrage over a video that surfaced just earlier this week, and some athletes are speaking out. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And again, we just shake our heads at how much we lift up criminal justice, which is the law enforcement, it's the courts, it is the prisons. But in terms of how we continue to see these incidents that really get America fired up when we see the videos. And as you mentioned, in South Georgia, there was a young man, Mr. Aubrey, who was out jogging. He was an athlete in high school. He loved to jog every day. And he decided to jog through a neighborhood. He was misidentified as a possible burglar. And so two men, father, son, decided to do a citizen's arrest. And unfortunately, Mr. Aubrey ended up dead. Some people would say shot, some say murdered. But the police decided not to, the judicial side in the town decided not to press charges. And so they were free. And somehow, some way, we're still all learning the details on this and how this all played out. But the video was shared with the world. And for those who have looked at the video, it is very, very painful to watch. But you see that he is basically shot in cold blood. And so with the attention of the world, and in particular, oftentimes it takes sports and entertainment, just thousands upon thousands of people responded, and then their arrests were made late last night. So here we are. The question is, athletes using their platform to speak up against injustice. Is it proper? Is it correct? Is it timely? So that's the discussion today.
It's certainly a great one. I mean, in the last 48 to 72 hours alone, I mean, the picture of Ahmaud Arbery, I think it might have been like a senior portrait or something like that. It's just a great photo of him smiling, has been shared. I mean, it's got to be hundreds of thousands of times on social media just to make sure that we are putting a face to this name that we are hearing about. And again, it was an incident that happened in February, back in February, and it was because this video surfaced and just absolutely caught fire immediately, unsurprisingly, on social media, that just this huge groundswell of support and just so many questions saying, wait, these two people that are carrying guns and chasing this guy who just seems to be jogging have just been staying at home and nothing has been done. And as you said, they were arrested on charges of murder last night, I believe is what the official charges were. And but athletes continue to speak out, of him. We got some news coming down today of a big coalition of people writing a letter to the U.S. Justice Department.
Well, the history of the United States is that police were formed basically right after the Civil War, and the sense of you have your labor, your kidnapped and enslaved Africans being set free, 13th Amendment, quote unquote. And so now you're losing a big part of your, if not all of your labor force. And how are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to feed your family if there's no one there to work your crops, if there's no one there to clean? And so there were black codes were set up in ways that they could bring black men, women, and children back to the plantations, back to the farms to work. And these black codes were, I guess that was the moniker used, as locales and states came up with reasons to arrest blacks, and you needed some form of policing. And so that was the beginning of law enforcement. And again, looking at our history, we know that the people who became the law enforcement were those same people in that local town who were parts of very racist organizations, or they supported slavery, or they were empowered to make money by creating a particular law, anything from walking too closely to a railroad track to eyeballing a white woman, just different crazy laws. And people can look at this, look it up. I'm not making this up. You can look up black codes and see some of these laws that were used to bring people in particular black people, to work. And so we fast forward, there is a sense in our community today, 2020, where people have this sense of law enforcement does not work for me. And you could be white, black, you know, it doesn't matter. There are some people who just believe that law enforcement is not there to protect and to serve. And so I think we need a lot of healing around that. We need to understand that indeed athletes, they are human, and we turn them into larger than life. We idolize them. But then oftentimes there are some people who actually start hating them if they start talking their opinions. I believe that athletes, they read, they research, and they talk off the cuff just like anybody else. But a lot of people want them silenced. And so I'm a strong believer that you should use your platform, especially when you're talking about righting wrongs and working for racial justice.
And it certainly sounds like some of them are doing it today with this letter to the Justice Department, I believe, addressed to Attorney General William Barr. And I mean, it's a long list of athletes that have co-signed on this. I mean, some pretty notable names, Tom Brady being one of them, but you have Mark Ingram, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. You've got Cam Jordan of the New Orleans Saints, all of them requesting an immediate federal investigation into Ahmaud Arbery's death. This certainly seems like it's one of those times where it's a strength in numbers thing. I mean, it's using your platform not just to call attention to this, as many people have on social media, but then really coming together and as a group from all different sports and all different backgrounds, stepping up and saying to the federal government, hey, a great misstep in justice was done here.
Yes, it's important that there's diversity. As you mentioned, the two biggest platforms, NFL and NBA, and then also having men of the white people and white men and black men speaking up. It's also interesting that you've got Tom Brady, and Tom Brady is most people who follow sports and followed Brady closely. You know that he has an alliance with President Trump, and you know, the owner of the Patriots, where he used to play, Robert Kraft. And he has not been one who's been on the front line for racial justice. And so it's beautiful to see Tom Brady step into that space. We already know that LeBron James has been there from day one. He's been one of the leading social justice activists in the country, regardless of the fact that he's a great basketball player. But LeBron spoke out on this immediately when he found out about it. So again, it's great to see this diversity speaking up against this. And again, it's important to go to the federal level, because oftentimes in the history of our country, it has been the federal government, the judicial side that has stepped in. Policy as well, but we know policy doesn't overcome culture and climate in a local community. But the federal judiciary, that has been a big, big way that many people of color have been able to stay hopeful, have been able to find ways to navigate their particular circumstances, because they know they have the federal system to overcome what might be happening locally. One other thing I just want to say, it's interesting. I make the mistake oftentimes of reading articles and then going to the comment section, which is always dangerous because you have so many opinions and there are some crazies on there.
It's true.
But it's interesting. Yeah. Interesting how people have switched from these men who shot Mr. Aubrey to what about all this crime that blacks are committing against blacks? And so I keep repeating this, that whites shoot whites and black shoots blacks and Latinx shoots Latinx, or crime is committed, because it's not about the race. It's about what we call proximity crime. You tend to commit crimes around people that you are near. And so if you actually disaggregate and look at the data, you will find that there are more white people shooting white people. And so you just can't shift and go to, well, it's all black people just shooting black people. No, it has to do with geographic location. So I wanted to make sure I brought that up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I you look at something like this, I cannot help but think of Colin Kaepernick and the messages that he really still continues to stand for. I mean, he is largely withdrawn from public light, I think partially just because of the circumstances surrounding his trying out for an NFL team and then none ever ending up making him an offer. But, you know, he is still continuously advocating for the protection of African-American rights. And I mean, it is examples like this that are exactly why he says that he took a knee during the national anthem. And, you know, it's frustrating to know that he is not getting any opportunities in the NFL. And obviously plenty of other athletes are voicing their frustration along the same lines of, you know, how does this keep happening?
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. And sadly, because there are people in this country that don't want us to heal, they don't want us to, you know, be better with our race relations. And they twist and turn anybody, again, regardless of your race or ethnicity, they twist and turn things so that it works to divide us. But anybody who's followed Colin, who's kept up with Colin, knows that he is all about helping people and having better outcomes for people. And when he took that knee, from the guidance of one of his buddies, a white military man, I think he was a Navy SEAL, who said the best way to show respect and honor is to actually get down on your knee and don't stand, kneel and show respect. And that's what he was doing. And then it turned into, you know, he hates white people and he doesn't want this and all, he's about money and he wants a, you know, better position in the NFL. But I'm glad that Colin Kaepernick is staying true to who he is. And anybody who's keeping up with him will see that he is in the community serving, giving away just so much money to try to make things better. I just think in this country, we've got to do better with race and racism. We have to be willing to have the discussion, even if it pinches us. I think, again, we're all in this together. You can't have a group of people having a poor outcome and not expect it to affect another group. That's just not how it works. I think we will all benefit if we all do better. And, you know, you can take my opinion, you can take my lived experiences, but then you can also go to the research. And there is lots of research. Even McKinsey, which is one of the leading global management companies in the world, over $10 billion in consulting revenues in 2018. Even they came out with a report of how education and particularly achievement gaps and how it hurts everybody in our country. So I'm staying encouraged. I'm staying hopeful. I'm glad that many people are running today. There was a hashtag that went out that you run with. I run with Ahmaud. Ahmaud, and people are running today. It is his birthday, just to honor him and making sure that we don't forget this tragedy. And again, we try to work towards healing in our country.
Absolutely. Dr. Deb Stroman with us on 97.9 Hill. Is there anything else that you want to add here to kind of wrap it up and we head into the weekend?
Well, I would like to speak to the athletes out there. You're frustrated, many graduating, many thinking that this was the time to show, put their best foot forward to get a college look or even pros. And right now, you know, the sense of mental health is very much on our minds. To stay encouraged, to go outside and get that fresh air. Don't just sit at home and watch videos and movies and things. Don't give up on your dreams. I don't know when all this is going to clear up, but stay positive. Do whatever you can to stay positive. We believe in you, and one day you will be out there performing and giving it all your best, and we'll be cheering for you. But stay encouraged.
Deb Stroman, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.